Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here on this rainy night in Southern California, where we are on lightning watch.
2024.
We might have seen lightning. We're hoping we see more.
Ka-chow!
So if we just suddenly disappear out of nowhere, you'll know what happened.
I just made the mistake of looking at our dog. He's on his back, very asleep.
Very comfortable. That is true. Do you have anything else you want to say? Like what people should do? Anything else? I don't know.
I was thinking that maybe everyone should go into the chat where they're watching this and say something really nice. Or say something about like, I don't know what your favorite Disney Channel character is. Who's to say?
Why would we be talking about our favorite Disney Channel character, Katie?
Because last night, I walked in to the president of the Disneyland Resort's office and I said, I want to make history. And that's what this is. We're going to be talking about Disney Channel night. And do you know what that reference is?
It's familiar, but I couldn't.
Okay. It's the red carpet for Radio Rebel, I think. And it's Debbie Ryan is doing an interview. And they're like, oh, what possessed you? Like, what was your inspiration for this movie? And she says, when I was making this movie, I walked right into the president of Disney Channel's office and I said, I want to make history.
Oh, I do remember that.
And that's what this is. And like, it's just the confidence.
It fit.
So anyway, yeah, Disney Channel night. Hey, Jesse. There was no representation of Jesse last night.
There was a lot of representation, though, of random, like, across the board.
I did not expect to see Jump In represented as much as it was.
Because I'm trying to think of you think of from the 80s to today
to zombies, which is like pretty recent. Like my niece is like zombies.
You go all the way back to, I'm thinking the earliest reference we saw might have been Rescue Rangers. They did play
before
they did play. Yeah. Okay. But they did play gummy bears. You didn't see them, but you could hear them.
And there was gummy bear juice.
Oh, yeah. So
on the menu in multiple places.
Gummy bears might have been the earliest reference for Disney Channel that they had. But they literally pulled stuff from every decade of the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Which is a challenge in itself. When you think of basically four decades now of the Disney Channel, almost, maybe more. I don't remember exactly where it started. But they had bits and pieces, I feel like, from every decade in a pretty fair way. And you would have been surprised, Itzy, thanks to Dap's magic, I have seen more from the Disney Channel than you would ever guess. Mainly
shockingly,
because for years, they sent me DVDs of, like, my favorite. I was thinking about this, like, what is your favorite of all time show, movie, segment
Disney Channel?
On the Disney Channel?
I have a niche cut and I have a popular cut. Which one do you want?
Which one's your favorite? Like
Gravity Falls.
Okay.
Easy. But my niche cut is Dave the Barbarian.
And to me, it's completely Phineas and Ferb.
I love Phineas and Ferb.
What was the only thing I was almost geeking out, like legitimately geeking out about last night?
I wish
didn't end up happening,
but
I was hoping.
Like a clicker of how many times he went, I want to see Agent P.
Love to have seen Agent P.
Yeah, very, not Perry. No. Perry is just normal platypus. We wanted to see Agent P.
Was there, apparently, and we kept missing him. So that would have been the one I would have loved to have seen. Yeah. So hopefully there's another event that Agent P appears for and I can meet him.
But it was also a very funny thing, just to give some more context further, is that on the drive home, which was very late, I was also going to say Brandy and Mr. Whiskers. Oh, my God. I love anything that was on Disney Channel from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. I'm very happy. Dave the Barbarian.
I'm gonna go a little bit back in time here, because it used to be that time is when you could watch Vault Disney on the Disney Channel. And I loved some of the old, like, that's actually what introduced me to a lot of old things like Swamp Fox, or you could watch Zorro, or you could watch those old, you know, the computer wore tennis shoes. Like, that's where I got introduced to a lot of really old Disney live action movies back in the day. Anyway,
not
you were telling
boys. House of Mouse.
House of Mouse, classic.
I wish House of Mouse was on Disney Plus.
I'd like to see a new House of Mouse.
I loved House of Mouse.
I think that should be revived. That would be amazing.
Loved the accompanying online game for House of Mouse, where you were like a server and you had to get the food out to the right tables. So if anybody else remembers that game, please tell me, because I
liked Toon Disney better than Disney XD personally.
But we were talking last night and yes. I said, I have never watched a lick of Descendants. Never seen any of it. And you went, I've seen most of it. And I went, you've what? Yeah, I've seen most of it.
Yeah.
I've seen the characters.
A lot of those things I'll put on, I'll review them, and you know, you move on. It's kind of like, oh, that was fun. Yeah. Like, and was it Dove Cameron?
Dove Cameron. Cameron Boyce.
She was in the parks before D23 a few years ago. So we went and we took pictures of her and video of her for a cavalcade, and then she did something in D23. I can't remember now, but no, I think Descendants is good. Like at the end of the day, most of the stuff that gets thrown on Disney Channel traditionally mm-hmm. has been worth watching.
Yeah, 100%.
And I can't say that for all of the channels that are a little bit more youth skewed, I'm going to call it, mm-hmm. but no, like it's usually going to make you smile at some point. It's going to get something stuck in your head that you're like toe tapping, listening to in your head later. Like they do a very good job, I think, on Disney Channel. And I thought last night, to circle back to Disneyland, they did a nice job of trying to give a little bit to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think for last night, what was your favorite character / costume we did see? Since I can't say Agent P, I'll have to come up with a different one.
I put it in my article, Experiment 010. I cannot remember what his name is.
From Stitch the series, or Lilo yes. and Stitch the series. Okay.
I can't remember what his name is right now. It's in my article. Mm-hmm. I also had to look up what his experiment number was, but he was having so much fun. And it made me smile, even though I was like, I really don't know who you are. But yes, the Stitch Sandwich Stacker game was elite with Experiment 625. It was 010. And then, depending on who you ask, it was either Experiment 627 or Experiment 629.
Yeah, I was seeing some conversations going online about that last night.
From what I gathered is it was Experiment 629.
Okay.
But it is not Leroy.
Correct.
And
it's just Experiment 629.
Yes, because he is like evil Stitch.
Okay.
He has no redeeming qualities.
I remember that. I do remember that.
But he apparently makes really good tamales.
That's good. I can't go wrong with that.
Things I learned.
Now I'm hungry again.
But I think that was one of my favorite characters. It was also just really fun to see Kim Possible come to life.
Yeah. But, that was cool.
Yeah.
I liked seeing Scrooge and the three boys.
Oh, that was fun.
In Toontown. In fact, I thought that was one of the best character meet and greet locations. It was around the fountain and you just couldn't go up to the fountain area. And so they had the characters around there. And I thought it was such a great way for people to play with characters. Like, because the three boys and Scrooge were like interacting with people over the gate. Like, you weren't far from them, but you weren't able to like hug them, I guess. Mm-hmm. But because of that, everybody could see what was going on. It was a really fun location, I think, for them to play. And that was probably my top characters of the night, even though DuckTales technically was introduced on syndication and not Disney Channel. But you know, the recent one kind of, yeah.
There's David Tennant.
We could talk about that.
But what unfortunately you missed last night, and I was so disappointed, was when they were leaving. They all left at the exact same time. So Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Scrooge, because Scrooge, somebody has to keep those boys in check, mm-hmm. obviously.
Did he leave or lead?
No.
Oh.
The boys took off running, and they were sprinting through Toontown. Scrooge literally just went.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. He knew he couldn't control them. So the boys, and it was like the three of them were racing through mm-hmm. Toontown, just sprinting as fast as they could. And Scrooge was not entertained. And that was one of my favorite moments last night.
Interesting. Yeah. That is very fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've got full coverage up on the website about this. Make sure to check it out. You can see our character guide. You can see our favorite things, and then a guide for the whole thing if you want as well. Say,
these are a few of my favorite things.
And there's one more, Disneyland After Dark, tomorrow night. So some lucky people will get to go. and they'll have a blast. One other fun thing before we move on for this was just hearing the random people burst out into songs as we're walking around.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the most positive Disneyland After Dark events we've been to, I think.
The last one I can think of that was just like this was Pride Night.
Yeah.
For the positivity, and the singing.
And I think that's where it's really important to remember is, especially in this thing where you're spanning four decades of content, one, they're not going to please everybody. Yeah. Like, they're not going to get everybody's favorite thing. And two, what's not your favorite thing probably is somebody else's favorite thing. As we saw last night over and over and over again, where it's like, you know, well, everybody loves Phineas and Ferb, so
singing
I can't.
Singing the Gravity Falls theme song at Rancho Del
Circle. Yeah, that was very fun. And or seeing teen beach movie groups, or seeing, yeah, like there's so many different times and different focuses. And so I think it's really important to remember that even if it's not your favorite thing, it's probably somebody else's favorite thing. So, you know, let's build each other all up and be nice online and in person, but and be nice online.
Also, this event,
or while waiting into the tram,
had some of the best costumes I have seen at any Disneyland After Dark.
Super good.
It was incredible. And there was a lot of diversity and a lot of people dressed up.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right. It is that time of the night where you get to see what Indiana has been up to. Enjoy this week's IndyCam. He is a happy little goober.
That is what it looks like when Indiana gets a bath and then he can't go inside because that was the day he was fighting me trying to towel dry him and he couldn't go inside because he was still too wet. And his best friend, or who he considers to be his best friend, I don't know that she considers the same, a 10-year-old tomorrow, Belgian Malinois named Desi, stands at the sliding door and just taunts him. She's like, oh, I don't want to go outside. I just want to watch you suffer. So she was like rubbing it in his face that he got a bath and she didn't. But what I do love about that video is that you can see how brunette he is after a bath. Cause his, like, the roots of his hairs are all.
And just how much fun he has with everything.
Brunette. Yeah. He's so cute.
Yeah. I was surprised, going back to what we were talking about before, cause Jeff's right. I was surprised the High School Musical show didn't come back also. One. But they did bring back Disney Channel Rocks, which had High School Musical in it. Mm-hmm. And it was a shortened version of it. It was about half the length, but totally great. And it was very fun. Another thing, speaking of Disney California Adventure, that is back is the Food and Wine Festival, which returned this last weekend. We were there for the opening day. Thank you, Disney, for inviting us. We ate lots of food. We had lots of drinks. We saw lots of shows. What was your favorite?
Of everything?
I just asked, what was your favorite?
Do you hear this? Do you guys hear what I have to deal with on the show? I'm quitting.
I'm just giving you options.
Cheeseburger bow.
Cheeseburger bow.
Next question.
That was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a very good snack. There are a ton of things to try. We do have a couple videos that I said that cheeseburger about. I agreed with you. But I also liked, if we're going to say what we liked for dessert too, I really liked that. What was it? The s'mores.
This caramel s'mores tart.
The caramel s'mores tart was super good. And I'm not even a huge dessert guy. And that was one that's like, yeah, I'd get that again. That one was yummy. Share it with a friend, but it was delicious. Mm-hmm. That one I definitely would get again. And then the entertainment's always stellar as well. And we got to see Cooking with the Jammin' Chefs. Mm-hmm. We got to see the new, Super Kitties. Where you get to decorate. It's the new cupcake decorating show, which it's cute. And I'm going to say this, if you enjoy puns,
cat puns, specifically
cat puns, you need to watch this show.
And I would like to say, for anybody that does know Super Kitties, because I don't know Super Kitties, mm-hmm. Except for that there's a cat named Bitsy, and mm-hmm. I did decide that cat is Itsy. So sorry, Itsy, you are Bitsy now. But anyway, I know paws out, claws out.
Yes. So yes, you learned that.
That is what I good learned job. From the Super Kitty show.
Good job. They
Confection
also
perfection. That's what it's called.
Yes. They also have a it's the non-meat, what was it called?
The Impossible Stroganoff?
No. The place.
Oh, Earth Eats.
Earth Eats. Thank you. I was like, it rhymes with non-meat. And it was, yes, Earth Eats, where they had ridiculously good food, including fish tacos that weren't fish tacos.
Those are at LA style.
Oh, those were LA style? Yes. So those are right next door, right?
Right across. Yeah. At the Monsters, Inc. Plaza.
Delicious. Probably one of the top five dishes, top six. Mm-hmm. We didn't get it in our review because we didn't actually get it because we thought they were fish tacos and didn't realize that they were meatless. And at the reception in the evening for the press, we got to try them and they were delicious. The stroganoff that Katie was just mentioning, mm-hmm. also delicious. And the chicken parm bites, also delicious. And those were three non-meat or meatless dishes. And I love meat. And I was 100% happy with all three of these.
What I thought was funny about the fish taco is that we were handed them on a platter. We said, okay, cool, we'll take some. It's like, I took a bite and I was like, cool, it's a fish taco. Like, love that.
Didn't even think about it.
Handed it to you. And you were like, yeah, that is good. That's a fish taco. Love it. And then they're doing a seminar and they said, oh yeah. And you know, like some of the meatless options we went through, like the Baja fish taco. And the way we whipped our heads, we were like we like pointed to what was left. We were like, because mm-hmm. we genuinely, and like, sometimes when you come in with the notion that something's meatless, you're like,
this is going to have the meatless
taste weird. Yeah. Yeah. And it was actually good. So that's what I think is funny about the fish taco specifically.
That is true. They've got a ton of foods though to try, and we've got lots of reviews up on the site. We also are covering the entertainment that's live entertainment that's happening at Disney California Adventure throughout the course of the Food and Wine Festival, which also includes four Sundays, yes, Sundays, of Fat Cat Swinger. And if you haven't seen Fat Cat Swinger, you are missing out. They are our absolute favorite. And we thought we would give you a look back at Fat Cat Swinger and what they're like when they're not on the stage. Is this a good mm-hmm. way to put it? And so this is from a couple years ago and came from the Fat Cat Swinger show that they put on during the pandemic. And it was kind of as we're coming out of the pandemic. And if you think this is entertaining, which you might not. What? Why is that funny?
Which you might not.
It's true. But since we're talking about eating things, I thought this was appropriate. But if you think this is even remotely entertaining, imagine these two guys singing and dancing on the stage at the Food and Wine Festival. So enjoy as Mark and Mr. Daps eat frog legs.
Frog legs?
No, we're not doing frog legs.
I'll do it.
No! Just because you said it.
I just this hungry too.
So you're
worked. It worked last time.
No. I mean, I'm really scared of frog legs.
You're on the line. I'm eating cookie dough, fried cookie dough. We're good to go. Life is good. Life is great. We're not going to ruin it. We should have done it the other way around. We do the frog legs first. That's the cookie dough.
But this is the game we're doing this week, though. Is this
no! Mutiny!
How far can we
go? Veto! Whatever the rules are, there's never rules. I don't, you make them up. Well, I'm making one up. No. Frog legs is out. Frog legs is gone.
There's no frog legs here.
Yeah, frog legs.
I was kidding.
Frog legs.
What are they?
There you go.
This is what?
Frog legs.
All right, here we go.
What? No, what is it? What is it?
Chicken.
What is
this? This is chicken. Fried chicken.
No, I have to verify this.
I literally was joking, and yet there's frog legs on the menu. I'm not. What are you doing? I feel so.
Who loves playing it right? So give me an opportunity to explain my plight.
I just got a big piece of bone. That's what I got right here. So.
Which do you choose?
I can. What do you think?
I don't know.
I would think of what?
Something in my mind is not working.
I know.
Sorry, Peter.
What's the prize name?
Rupert's. I ate Rupert's leg.
Are you meeting him?
I mean, I met him while I was
for like 15 seconds, and then you ate him. And how does that feel?
I feel bad because I only ate part of him. I feel like it would have been better if I would have, you know, eaten all of him, and it would have. Yes, I did. I even throw away right now. Part of Rupert is in that trash can over there, and so I kind of feel bad about that.
I completely crumbled my hands.
But, you know, I actually held a part of Rupert in my mouth for quite a while because there was a bone of Rupert. And,
you ate part of the bone, too. What I remember you saying.
No, I definitely spit it out. Okay. So, what's good? I feel bad. He gave us the sacrifice. And I didn't even honor it, really.
He just sacrificed
flesh. That's even worse. He's just around.
Now just imagine them singing big band jazz and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Fat Cat was playing at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5:30, and 6:30, weather permitting, on Sunday, this Sunday. We will be there. We hope you will be as well. It will be a blast. What song are you most looking forward to hearing? Or do you have one?
I don't know. I mean, I always love to hear I Want to Be Like You, because that to me is like...
Okay. I'm kind of looking forward to Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Okay.
Like, I like that one. I like a lot of the ones I do, though. What am I saying?
Don't be silly.
Martini Mama. Martini. What am I saying? That is the one I'm looking forward
Angela,
to.
Angela, I hope you know that you've just made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, that's going to be stuck in my head for the next
because
5 days.
Now... literally for the next 5 days, randomly, it'll be dead silent, and all you'll hear is Martini Mama.
It'll be good. It'll be very good. All right, we have got tons of guides up on the website for entertainment, merchandise, our favorites, some other favorites that are a little bit more narrowed down. You can check them all out mm-hmm. on the website, and hopefully that will help you. And also remember, Soarin' Over California is back, so do not miss going on it. We went on it on Friday. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful, and I am so happy that it's back.
And I feel safe to say this because Melinda, who I love very much, is not in this chat, but Soarin' Over California is the superior version. And
I would like to see it remastered into 4K.
I would love to see it remastered, and I just wish that this was the attraction all the time.
All right. on to the next thing. All right, Katie, what happened with Wrexham this week?
All right. So, up the town, Wrexham won 4-0 for Accrington something. Stanley. That's what it was. Accrington Stanley, which I'm probably saying wrong because everything British is said slightly different than you think it should be. I'm looking at you, aluminium. And yeah. Hey, that's a go Red Dragons.
And finally, over the weekend on Sunday, we went to the Walt Disney Studios lot where we got to watch a unique version of Wish. It was the Wish sing-along, and it was different than most sing-alongs. It wasn't you just everybody in the room sings along. They had a microphone in place where a line could be formed, and you were able to sing along into the microphone until they like flashed you with a flashlight, and then the next person moved on. And let's talk about the sing-along experience first. Absolutely adorable.
One of the cutest things I've ever seen.
Almost all of them were kids.
Yeah.
And so they're like singing at the top of their lungs. And then obviously they're getting the signal that they're done and everybody would start clapping. Mm-hmm. And it was the cutest thing. And they're behind us because we're in the front row. And you'd see like everybody in the front like looking to see who was singing. And it was the cutest thing ever.
It was genuinely so cute.
It was also the first time I think either of us had seen the movie. What did you think of the movie very quickly?
I thought it was very cute. Mm-hmm. And I still have I'm a Star stuck in my head.
That song does get stuck in your head. And I thought it was a very enjoyable but not perfect movie. The more I've thought about
it. My favorite movie is Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with it. Well, there's things that could be wrong with it, but the more I've thought about it, it was a fun ride.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like, the critic side of me is like, oh, well, there's this, 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 and this. And then the big Disney kid side of me is like, I had fun with it. I laughed. I enjoyed the music. The kids singing was great. Mm-hmm. We got to meet some of the cast. Like it was very fun. And they did like a little talk beforehand and they taught how to draw the characters before. They actually taught how to draw the star. Asha and Valentino before.
Oh, I'm before, so bummed I missed Valentino. Yeah,
Katie was getting us good seats, so I was doing the that part of the coverage.
I was holding down the fort.
And then they also did story time with the Queen, mm-hmm. which was very fun as well. And really, when it all came down to it, it's always special to get to go to the Walt Disney Studios and experience anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter what movie it is. But there's something very... I don't know if magical is the right word because it's almost more of a, I don't know what it is.
I've never gotten to see a movie in the theater. I had walked in for like an event that they were doing. They were playing shorts or something. Mm-hmm. And I walked in because I was cold because this was like the middle of December. But I never actually sat down and watched anything. So to get to sit down and watch a movie on the Disney Studios lot is something really fun. I also really loved Valentino and Star, but that's just because I love silly little guys.
Oh, they're brilliant. Yeah.
I also, having now seen it, I really want the I'm a Star Beacon of Magic to come back because I fell in love with the song at Epcot listening to the Beacon of Magic a few times over our trip in December. It's so fun. And I think that part of the reason why I love that song is because it makes me think of Spaceship Earth and Epcot.
And I do think they could do Beacons of Magic at the Disneyland Resort.
Where would you do them?
Carthay and Sleeping Beauty Castle and Small World.
Okay, sure.
You could do it all or one. Like I think you could do some fun little just magic moments that maybe aren't, like, don't do the whole night thing like they do at Epcot, but mm-hmm. you could have that moment. Maybe it's once an hour, kind of like they do at Christmas with the snow moment.
Sure.
And just have it a projection music moment. I think it'd be really fun.
I would love I'm a Star on Carthay because I think that'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I would love Rainbow Connection on It's a Small World. I do think, though, that would cause me so much emotional stress.
Yeah, maybe just do Small World and Carthay. That would be good.
But like imagine Rainbow Connection on Small World.
Favorite character in Wish.
Favorite character in Wish. I'm going to have to say Star.
Valentino.
I didn't know my voice would be this low.
Yes. Was he like a 3 week old goat?
He's a 3 week old baby goat.
With the voice of a man.
I am only 3 weeks old after all.
Yeah, that was very funny. Yeah,
the
very much
memories in you, yeah.
Yeah. But you can do it even more now. Like, I think the way they do the Beacons of Magic have just taken that to the next level. So I would do the
And then for some reason the Epcot theme song night. Plays.
Which one?
They project Spaceship Earth onto Carthay because it's roughly the same color.
Welcome to Geeks Corner Plus. If you have any questions or comments you'd like us to respond to, let us know. We'll go for a couple more minutes before we wrap it up tonight. But
that's what song is that? Is that
that's not from. What was your favorite Disney Channel TV series and/or Disney Channel original movie? Series for me was Phineas and Ferb.
Series for me was Gravity Falls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite DCOM is.
Under Wraps.
It's not shocking. I really loved Phantom of the Megaplex.
That's classic.
For a DCOM.
I tend to like the older ones.
That's fair. Phantom of the Megaplex was an older one.
That mailbox in Hong Kong was amazing.
That was really cool. I liked that a lot. I also liked that I liked the writing that was on it. I just found it very interesting.
I would say it's probably a little bit better, or maybe it will get to you quicker. That's what I'm going to say, than the one in Knott's Berry Farm.
Maybe. Who's to say?
We might be.
I'm actually going to look up a list of DCOMs.
Oh, do you think you thought of something else?
I just want to see if, like, if there's anything that I
we are
missing.
Still waiting for the Knott's Berry Farm postcards. That's why I bring that up, and it's been like 4 months.
I should go to Stuck in the Suburbs is a really good one. Also, Smart House. I really loved Smart House. The first the first DCOM was 1983. Tiger Town.
Oh yeah.
Another one. I
was that the flying one.
No.
Oh.
You're thinking of Tiger Cruise.
Oh, that's right.
One of my favorite DCOMs also.
That's right.
It is the response to 9/11 DCOM.
So here's my question. Now that they're making Disney original programs for Disney Plus, what are those called? Because basically all of the things that would have been a DCOM before are now being made for Disney Plus. So what are they?
Oh, Under Wraps was the first DCOM.
Oh.
And that was 97.
Okay.
Smart House, Johnny Tsunami. 1999 was a big year for
DCOMs.
So
you
DCOMs.
Didn't have an answer for me?
No.
Okay.
I forgot about Alley Cat Strike.
Mm-hmm.
Xenon the Z-quel.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously iconic.
Of course.
They were releasing like 10 DCOMs a year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also loved Cadet Kelly.
I forgot about
I
that one.
Loved Cadet Kelly. I wish there had been Cadet Kelly representation last night.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
I would be surprised with how... I think they did reboot Under Wraps, didn't they?
I don't think
that
so.
Rings a bell.
I never liked Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Keep looking. See if they did.
Okay, I'm looking. Xenon Z3. Tiger Cruise was 2004. Interesting.
Yeah, I think Clocky's right. The 1970s live actions are basically Disney's old DCOMs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Life is Rough is the one that I would not watch because it starts with puppies in the rain in a cardboard box and they're sad. So I refuse to watch that movie because that's how it started. I have been like this since I was a child, guys. How could we forget Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior? Brenda Song.
2021 Under Wraps remake.
The Kim Possible movie.
Did you hear me?
Yes, the 2021 remake. Okay. I did not know that. The Kim Possible movie, insanely good. I loved the Kim Possible movie. Same with the Proud Family movie. That was a big year for Disney Channel series becoming DCOMs. See, and then this is where they start slowing down.
Yeah.
This is when it starts to go like 3 or 4 a year. But this is also like high
school. They also got bigger then.
High School Musicals, the Camp Rocks, the Cheetah Girls.
It was like they got way bigger then.
Yeah, Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie. Camp Rock 2, Final Jam. Like, this is... Well,
and they also became, I feel like, much more events as opposed to just, oh, this is the new one that's on.
Yeah, like, Teen Beach Movie was the only one in 2013. Interesting. And then Descendants was 2015.
But I think in some ways that was good for it to have fewer.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Irish.
Under Wraps was 2021. And Under Wraps 2.
Caleb liked Didn't Do It and Girl versus Monster.
Luck of the Irish.
Good choices.
13th Year. Those are all very iconic DCOMs. Also, does anybody else remember the, now they're called Disney original movies.
Well, I knew that. I just didn't know if we had a better.
No. HSM3 is not an official DCOM because it was released in theaters. I saw it at the El Cap.
That makes sense.
Oh my God. That's upsetting. Mm-hmm. It's a DCOM in my heart though.
There you go. All right. We are running out of time, Katie. What should people do?
You should go to daftmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Subscribe to our mailing list. And find our Patreon.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out all the videos that are going up. We've got a ton of them, it seems like. Especially because of Disney Channel last night. Disney Channel night last night.
Disney
there we
Channel
go.
Night last night.
That is exactly right. But that is all the time we have for you this week. Remember, next week is the Dapsies. The most important award show that doesn't matter. You don't want to miss it. It is the best every year. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you around the corner.
Bye. Thank you.